Getting a clearer picture of wildfires from thousands of miles above the earth. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino in for Molly Wood. The Dixie Fire in Northern California has spread over 700 square miles, making it the largest single fire in California history. There are more than 5,000 firefighters working on the ground to contain it, but increasingly, technology is aiding firefighting efforts from above. Andre Coleman is a data scientist at Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. He helped create a system that just launched in May that uses data from satellites to analyze everything from vegetation to soil moisture and topography to map the boundaries of a fire multiple times a day and predict what it will do next. He says it's faster and more precise than the traditional way of mapping fires.
So right now, for most fires, you have imaging aircraft that image these fires, and that's typically done at night. So being able to increase the frequency in which we can collect data and provide those analytics ultimately translates into more effective fire management. It's about being able to effectively deploy resources in the right places, be able to protect resources like critical infrastructure, community structures, so forth that are out there.
I understand your team also looks at imaging from other sources like social media for real-time images of a disaster. Say a person is near a fire and they tweet a picture. How does that get used?
So right now, so this capability that's referred to as rapid analytics for disaster response, what we're talking here is the wildfire component of that. The broader capability of radar, for short, really works towards all hazards. And so whether this is hurricane or flood or tornado, earthquake, tsunami, what have you, and in that broader capability, that's where we're building in the social media aspect. So the idea is that we can take social media photos, curate those, validate where those photos were taken, and then extract information. So we're using deep learning technologies to extract information out of those photos, understand what's being seen in that photo, and then be able to translate that into mapping space. And so that's a process that is really about two things. One is to validate our satellite imaging collections, but also to help fill in gaps. You know, in cases like hurricanes and floods, we don't always have imagery when we need it. But the speed of social media keeps coming in, so we can use that to help inform.
It seems like there's a lot of action in this space of digital mapping and kind of predictive intelligence tools to predict wildfires, floods, things of this nature. How does the tool that you've developed compare to, you know, a lot of the developments in the private sector with startups and that kind of stuff?
What we've developed is really a little bit unique, I would say, in being able to harvest data from multiple satellites. Very high resolution satellites. And often what's being used in wildland fire, and even what I see in private industry, is the reliance on a set of satellites. And these are coarser satellites. We are also moving into fire propagation model or fire spread forecast models to say, well, this is the current condition of the vegetation. This is how much the vegetation is stressed. This is the soil moisture, kind of all these things that we need to feed a fire forecast model.
So what are the problems that you and the industry are still trying to solve? What would make this even more effective?
You know, one of the biggest problems we have right now is for satellite imaging is to be able to get that information pulled down quicker. There is technology that's being now coupled with our communication satellites that are out there. Where you can transfer that data from the Earth observation satellite to a communication satellite, which can ultimately get to a downlink station. Right now, satellites have to be within kind of a line of sight of a downlink station before it can download that imagery. So that's a gap. So with the newer advancements, we'll be looking at being able to get imagery pulled down and ready for analysis within 90 minutes or so. Right now, that process is more on the order of hours.
Given the reality that we face with climate change of more and more intense fires, what do you think the implications are for this kind of technology?
Right now, we're at a national preparedness level 5, which is the highest preparedness level. And really what this means is that we've got so many fires going right now that we've pretty well allocated all the available resources. And so it's really times like this where we have to up our game, you know, in terms of being able to take the tools, take the technology and the data that's available out there and apply those to these fires. The same can be said for hurricane, you know, and flooding where we're seeing a higher frequency of those storm events. And so it's really about getting more informed decision making in there so that we can manage those events better. But we also see, you know, it specifically with fire that, you know, there's the impacts that the fire has directly to the landscape, to communities, to critical infrastructure, but it's also, you know, the downstream impacts of that that come later, or are found in different ways in terms of, you know, air quality and health impacts, debris flows and floods that will come later, you know, more particulate in the air which can affect you know hydrologic cycles, and so just the list goes on in terms of kind of the number of impacts.
Andre Coleman is a data scientist at Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. And now for some related links. You can check out the fire map from the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. We've got a link at marketplacetech.org. If you want to see the massive perimeter of the Dixie Fire in Northern California, zoom in. It's just north of Lake Tahoe. The map also tracks every other fire everywhere else in the country if you want to get a sense of what's going on, particularly across the West right now. And we mentioned that there's a lot going on in the space of mapping and predictive technology. NBC News reported on some of the various developments. One German company called Aurora Tech is partnering with SpaceX to launch a series of nano satellites about the size of a shoebox. And its software is already used in other wildfire hot zones like Canada and Australia. And there have been a proliferation of fire tracking AI startups in Silicon Valley, which makes sense since the area is directly in the line of fire, so to speak. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produced the show. Our engineer is Jessen Dueler. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.